Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 227, 20 Money Hacks, Tips and Tricks to Improve Your Finances, part one, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And hi, everybody. I am Dan, and I am here each Monday through Friday, as many of you know, reading from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And today we are back with a post from Zen Habits. It is a little bit on the long side, so as we often do here on the show, we're going to break it up into two parts. I'll read half of it today and the rest tomorrow. Now, one of the tips today goes really well with a free gift that we give away to you just for being part of our weekly newsletter email list at oldpodcast.com. So if you have not signed up for that yet, definitely visit us online at the website oldpodcast.com. Enter your email address there and you'll be ready to get started. But I'll explain this all at the end of the episode. So for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 20 Money Hacks, Tips and Tricks to Improve Your Finances, Part 1 by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Quote, "Money is better than poverty, if only for financial reasons." Woody Allen. We had the parent hacks earlier this week, and I was thinking it would be fun to do the same with finances, ways to trick yourself, to get around obstacles, to boost your accounts, without it hurting. Improving your finances improves your happiness in general, so I thought it would be important to share stuff that's worked for me. I'm in the best financial shape in my life, despite quitting my job and my wife recently quitting hers, too. A lot of that is thanks to you guys, the readers, but it's also thanks to frugality, to eliminating debt, to saving as much as I can, to these hacks. So here's what works for me, and please avoid flaming me as I'm not saying they'll work for everybody. 1. Use cash. Instead of charging things to credit cards or debit cards, use cash for non-bill spending, such as eating out, gas, groceries. Spending cash makes the spending more real, and there's an added advantage of knowing when you're out of cash instead of spending more than you have. 2. Small weekly savings transfers. I got this idea from my friend Trent at The Simple Dollar, who automatically deducts $20 a week from his check to savings. I decided that I could live with $40 a week without really feeling it. It's a relatively small transfer that I barely notice, and I save about $2,000 a year on top of my larger biweekly savings transfers. 3. Stay home. Going out makes you more likely to spend unnecessarily. You eat at restaurants, go to the mall, stop at the gas station for snacks. It's hard to avoid spending when you're on the road. Instead, stay home and find free entertainment. It's also a great way to bond with your family. 4. Don't get catalogs or emailed announcements from companies trying to sell you stuff. Their announcements of sales or cool new products make it very tempting to buy something you don't need. Instead, stop the catalogs and emails from ever getting to you in the first place, and you'll spend less. 5. Keep a 30-day list. If you have an impulse to buy something that you don't absolutely need, put it on a 30-day list. You can't buy anything but necessities. Everything else goes on that list with the date that it's added to the list. When the 30 days are up, you can buy it, but most likely the strong urge to buy it will be gone, and you can evaluate it more calmly. 6. Cook at home. I know it seems more difficult than eating out, but it doesn't have to be hard. Throw together a quick stir-fry with frozen veggies and either boneless chicken or, my favorite, tofu with soy sauce or tamari. Make homemade pizza with a ready-made crust, some sauce, cheese, and veggies. Put some spices on something and throw it in the oven while you cook some brown rice. Not only is this much cheaper than eating out, but it's healthier. 7. Exercise. Staying healthy is the best way to avoid costly medical bills later. 8. Use the envelope system. It's the same idea as using cash for spending, but in addition, you use envelopes to split your spending cash into categories. My non-bill categories are groceries, gas, and miscellaneous spending. 3 envelopes, and when they're empty, I've spent my allotment. 9. Talk with your SO weekly. It's important that you and your significant other be on the same page. You should have the same financial goals, and from there you should agree on a general spending plan and a policy for impulse buying that won't have either of you wanting to choke the other. Make sure you both know what bills have been paid, what your balances are, etc. A weekly meeting of just 20 minutes accomplishes that. Communication is key. 10. The spreadsheet tracker hack. There are expensive programs like MS Money, Quicken, and the like that will do amazing things with your financial information. There are even free ones on your desktop or online that can do all kinds of things. Trouble is, I don't need all that. All I want is a way to track my money easily with no other bells and whistles, and a way to access that online so that I can view it from anywhere. The best way I found to do that is through Google Docs and spreadsheets. I created a simple spreadsheet to track my bank accounts that does everything I used to do with MS Money. It has the date of each transaction, the title and amount, a little field for memos, and a running balance. What more do I need? Keep it simple. 11. Hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled 20 Money Hacks, Tips and Tricks to Improve Your Finances by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And I'm going to finish reading this post to you in Wednesday's show. Now, that last point that Leo mentioned about using your own spreadsheet, that is something that Justin from Optimal Living Daily has been doing for 7 years now, and his Excel spreadsheet is something that we give to you as a free gift just for being part of our weekly newsletter. It also comes with a free video tutorial that will really walk you through it and help you make the best use of it. So if you don't want to build your own spreadsheet, just sign up for our email list at oldpodcast.com and you're going to get one automatically. Or for a faster way to join, you can also text us. Text the word financial to the number 44222. And that's going to do it for today's episode. I will be back tomorrow with the last 10 tips from Leo. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.